there's no denying that Tupac Shakur led a fascinating, turbulent life. He was a platinum-selling rapper, a lightning rod for controversy, a poet and an actor and a social activist, and a bright but angry young man whose potential burned bright and was snuffed out before he turned 26. It's the kind of trajectory that should lend itself to a terrific biopic, but All Eyes on Me, which follows Shakur from his birth to his still unsolved murder in 1996, dutifully follows a list of biopic bullet points. It's a lot harder than you'd think to make a convincing, sobering narrative about a great influential artist. So many portray their subjects as earthbound deities rather than real human beings with flaws and hang-ups, and even more fail to justify the genius of the art they're exploring. All Eyes on Me falls into both of these traps. It doesn't completely shy away from Shakur's vulnerabilities. It's at least less fawning than Notorious, the film about Tupac's former friend and rival Biggie Smalls, but it merely glances at his personal and artistic contradictions from a comfortable distance. That happens over and over again in All Eyes on Me, which often cuts away from its most inherently fascinating material. Its first 30 minutes blitz through Shakur's early years. He was born in Harlem to Black Panther members, he was moved to Baltimore and then to California as a teenager, and he started rapping and acting right out of high school, gaining notoriety as a member of the hip-hop collective Digital Underground and in the cast of the 1992 urban drama Juice. The movie then trots out its familiar figures, the Notorious B.I.G., Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Faith Evans, Tupac's childhood confidant Jada Pinkett, some of whom are portrayed more convincingly than others. And it then chronicles Shakur's meteoric rise to fame and his tumultuous relationship with Death Row Records and producer Suge Knight, which is necessary ground to cover in a Tupac biography, I suppose, but was handled so much better in Straight Outta Compton. Although it's named for Shakur's epic double album, All Eyes on Me pays little attention to Shakur's artistry. A closing title card informs us that he wrote more than 700 songs in his lifetime. Some sources claim that number is far higher. And yet the movie merely pays lip service to his craft. It plays all of his signature hits on the soundtrack, but there's hardly any discussion of his influences, his inspirations, or his methods. Music is a secondary concern for the filmmakers. In fact, the first time we hear Shakur rapping, the movie actually interrupts him to deliver unnecessary voiceover narration. This seems to represent a lack of confidence from director Benny Boom, whose background is in hip-hop videos and yet who approaches Shakur's body of work with curious indifference. Even the few concert sequences are shot and edited with little regard to the music accompanying them. In fact, it sometimes looks like the performers on stage aren't even lip-syncing to the song we're hearing. Tupac was a man of obvious, well-documented incongruities. He advocated, quote, thug life, but he was also a sensitive artist, fascinated with Shakespeare and poetry. He claimed to worship women, but his lyrics frequently demeaned them, and the movie's treatment of Shakur's sexual assault case, which sent him to prison in 1995, is troubling to say the least. And while he wanted to be defined solely by his work, he's perhaps best remembered for the violent way he died. The movie does itself no favors by showing interview footage of the real Tupac at the end, and that 30-second clip is more magnetic and lively than anything that precedes it. At least the performances here are generally excellent. Demetrius Shipp Jr. plays Shakur and looks eerily like him. He's never before been in a film, but he carries himself with genuine movie star charisma. The Walking Dead's Danai Gurira is fantastic as Tupac's mother, Afeni, a headstrong woman whose own struggles are as compelling as her son's. Kat Graham is solid too as Jada Pinkett, even if the script mostly portrays her as a moralistic scold, and apparently inaccurately so. And Jamal Woolard, who previously starred as Biggie in Notorious, reprises his role here to good effect. But if you already know Tupac's life story, you won't learn anything new from All Eyes on Me. And anyone who isn't immediately familiar with his work and career won't come away with any revelations about who he was as a man or, more importantly, as a musician. Shakur's Wikipedia page is probably more enlightening, and an artist of such cultural import deserves better. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.